From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tomorrow, two teams will take the field in downtown Birmingham for the girls' flag football high school state championship. The game caps a pilot season for girls' flag football, which could become an officially sanctioned sport next year. We head to the sideline with WBHM's Janae Pierre.
Touchdown, Auburn.
Pump the brakes, college football fans. This Auburn team isn't the Tigers you're familiar with.
Number 17, Lily Wellbaum, with a completed pass to number 15, Ivy Davis. The result of the catch is a touchdown.
Under the Tuesday night lights a couple of weeks ago, Auburn High School went head-to-head against John Carroll Catholic High School in Birmingham in a girls' flag football game. There's a lot of excitement with students, parents, and football fans filling the stands on each side of the field. There's a section for the band, and cheerleaders perform their routines along the sidelines. The two teams are hoping to advance to the championship.
These athletes out there, they're good.
That's Jeff Seegers, assistant director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Earlier this year, the Central Board for the AHSAA voted to make girls' flag football a pilot program this season. Seeger says the sport isn't officially sanctioned by the association just yet, but they're hoping to move in that direction.
Based on our bylaws, if we have enough member schools who are going to sponsor a team for 2022-23, we will sanction it. We won't know until probably February what that's going to look like.
As part of this year's pilot program, girls' flag football is being sponsored by the NFL's Atlanta Falcons and Nike. The Falcons alone contributed about $150,000 towards the program to make sure money wouldn't be a barrier for any school. Seeger says those funds will be divided among schools over a two-year period. While flag football is relatively inexpensive, there are costs.
You're looking at belts and uniforms, but you also you have to think about supplements for coaches, travel. So that can add up.
This season, more than 40 schools across the state participated in girls' flag football. Mary Claire Carruth is coach of the Lady Cavaliers at John Carroll.
We have 36 girls on our team, and the ones who, you know, barely even see the field the whole game, they are in it. They're pumping their other teammates up. They're so eager to play flag football and to learn about flag football that they just keep it exciting.
The 29-year-old sees a lot of herself in her athletes. Carruth played powder puff in high school and participated in the intramural co-ed flag football team at the University of Alabama. A week after defeating the Auburn High School Tigers, Carruth and the Lady Cavs fell short with a loss in the state semifinals. She's proud of the season they've had, but she says this is just a beginning for girls' flag football in Alabama.
I think that the state is surprised right now at how it took off this year, and I just think that it's going to turn into something really, really special. I think it's just going to snowball from here.
The pilot season of girls' flag football will culminate with a championship game between Hewitt Trustful and Smith Station at Birmingham's Protective Stadium. Janae Pierre, WBHM.